Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, indeed. And we are with DV Kidd. We're going to go right back to the phones, DV, and take a call from New York. Here's Brenda. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Rick.
Yes, good. Welcome to welcome to the program.
Yes, hello, Dee Dee.
Hi.
Yep. Hi, I just want to say God bless you. You are just incredible, and your courage is just immense, and I appreciate it, especially because you're a woman. I wish more women would be out here doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to say is I was born and raised in Brooklyn, and when I was a little girl, I live on Long Island now, but I used to play with Irish girls, German girls. I'm Spanish and French myself, and I played with Puerto Rican girls and black girls. Anyway, I still know these people today, but I could tell you right now that the American-born minorities, such as the Puerto Ricans and the black Americans, do not support illegal immigration. That is a big, fat lie. You know, what Al Sharpton is out there saying, Sharpton, and he really does not represent the minorities that are born here. I happen to know that the minority people I speak to, they don't like this illegal immigration, but, you know, no one listens to them anyway. They think that Sharpton represents the minorities, and he doesn't. He's a liar. So I just want to end off by saying that Kennedy, McCain, Sharpton, these guys are fat with Jewish money, and that's all I have to say. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Right. Okay.
Well, the immigrants that come here legally are, and the ones that came, you know, back when my grandparents came from Sicily on the boat to Ellis Island, this is the result of the promotion of, quote, diversity, the promotion of multiculturalism.
Uh-huh.
People parrot words, and they don't know the meaning, but words have very specific meanings. Diversify means to divide. So why do we want to promote dividing the American people instead of assimilating into the Western culture?
If because then you can conquer them. That's why.
That's right. You keep them divided and at each other's throat. And Brenda's very right. And I have friends of all ethnic backgrounds. And I can tell you right now that they don't walk lockstep into this baloney that's being fed by alcoholics like Ted Kennedy.
And womanizers like Ted Kennedy.
And how about the Reverend Jesse Jackson? As far as I'm concerned, the two reverends need to pack up their political baggage and go back to the pulpit and shut their mouth.
I'll say amen to that, you know.
They're destructive. These people are destructive. They don't have an ounce of patriotism in it. They're in it for the money, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center. There's not much poverty there when you look at their balance sheets and how much money that these people are making. They're nothing. They're just hucksters.
And they certainly are making millions of dollars off of representing the quote, poor and downtrodden.
Yeah, right.
And we know who those poor and downtrodden are and who they're not representing and who they're suing, you know, and going after, like the Nethercotts and others, ranchers that have lost their property, their ranches. And these people were in the forefront of that drive. And they're in the forefront with the ACLU and the National Lawyers Guild, the Communist Party, and a host of other organizations financed by the Ford Foundations and Rockefeller Foundations that are behind this whole movement of amnesty for illegals.
And, of course, you know, these tax-free, tax-exempt foundations, they are, you can put your finger right on them for the promotion of the destructive cultural trends, you know, promoted by the boob tube and all of the Holly Weird and the whole thing. And I just keep telling people, quit complaining about it. Don't patronize them.
That's the key.
Don't give them your money.
Absolutely.
I don't need to be entertained. You think I give Steven Spielberg my money when he turns around and writes a $100,000 check to a traitor like Bill Clinton? In a pig's ear would I give him my money.
And his idol is Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Tyrant. All right, we'll be right back with more calls for DV Kidd. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And yes, indeed, we are back now. Let's see if we can go to Tennessee and talk to Kavanaugh, I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
Hi, Kavanaugh.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
I always believe in, been studying the law, and I drove without a license on purpose because I yanked my license without due process of the law. So I would have actually went to jail. Okay, the root of the problem, which most people don't understand, is that back in our forefathers and the people, after they got their independence, they were lawyers.
Uh-huh.
Now, the word attorney, which you may not know, means bar association.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyers, judges, and the prostitute is part of the bar association.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, British Amity Regent Association. That's what it means. It's a trust from England. They control this country. You got to realize England is the most was the most powerful administrator in the world one time. They couldn't beat us, so they beat us in that way, through the law. We are losing our law. Judge Hand said, if you don't fight for your rights, we will lose our rights, see? So therefore, when I went into the court, I told the judge that he told me how you plea, and I refused. And he said, I will plead for you, and I said, no, I will not plea.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot force me to plea.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, well, I'm going to plead for you. I say, no, you cannot force or coercion in this case.
Mm-hmm.
So he backs off, and then I say, what jurisdiction? And he said, denied. You can't do that. Then I say, well, okay, then I will challenge you on subject matter jurisdiction. Now, our forefather put in something that many people don't know, and I dig and dig. I read the book by Charles A. Wiseman, Authority of Law.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And what he is the, you look it up, and you have to have an enacting clause that passed by the legislator. And if it's passed, it's passed by state Secretary of State. Okay. That to do parts of the law. Now, that bill got to be, enacting clause that passed by the legislator got to be on the face of the bill. Guess what? Driving without license and all that and this and that. They
yeah.
said that you have a right to that road. That's what you have to understand. You have a right to that road. You don't need a license and all that. And also, you have to have injured party. See? Okay. So what the problem is with most Americans do not know the law. Once they learn the law and look up the enacting clause that passed by the legislator, all they have to do is challenge on subject matter jurisdiction, and that would be the authority of law, and every case, Supreme Court, and every state recognize it. You got to fight for your rights through the law, and that's what controls the Congress.
Debbie, do you have any comment on this, Devi?
Well, of course the American people should know their rights, but we have to remember what's been going on in this country. Now, I'll be 58 in 2 weeks.
You will. Wow, you sound a lot younger.
I came out, thank you, I came out of the public school system before the Federal Department of Education was unconstitutionally made a cabinet.
Right.
But we have a little over a generation, which is considered 30 years, of Americans growing up in an environment that was that is deliberately designed to dumb them down, to deny them the ability to understand the factual history of this country, things like the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, all of these founding documents. They don't know anything.
Well, yeah,
they know
but the
how
thing
to
is,
put
that's
it,
what our forefathers said. We can lose if we don't learn
well,
to be lawyers.
Is, education is everything, and we know what the agenda for, I call them communist incubators, because it's the communitarian doctrine that's being drummed into the heads of children.
Yeah.
It's social engineering where they come out of grammar school understanding how to put a condom on a cucumber, but they know absolutely nothing about the founding of this country. Then they take it to the college campuses, and I can tell you from my own research that the communitarian doctrine is being pushed on major college campuses across this country, and it is pure communism, and that's why you see...
Well, I got news for you. He threw me in jail, tried to intimidate me, and I just didn't react to him, and I knew the game, and finally they even taped my mouth to shut me up, but I kept going to jail, and I fight for my rights, came out, and after that he's very polite to me and tells me how you plead, and I said, I will not plead, and finally he let me go.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah.
Wasn't that nice
that's
of him?
That's because he knows that he cannot force me. I didn't even
well, that,
tell
that's
any
the,
juror.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, well,
he wasn't
no.
doing you a, you know.
Basically, you cannot force anybody. Yeah. They know that, but they do it by intimidating. So
well,
we
of course, that's the whole system is based on intimidation. Yes, that's right. All right, we got to move along, Kavanaugh. Thank you for that. But
I just
you know,
want to give you. But remember this. The Authority of Law by Charles Wiseman.
Come on,
read
man.
That, then you understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, and thank you for the call. But you know what? I'm going to say one thing, Dee, and that is that. I tend to disagree with the idea that people have to be educated or can be educated into understanding what freedom is all about after all of these generations of not spilling their blood en masse on American soil with an invasion like the British. Now it is beyond that point where until they personally lose their freedom and have to spill their blood all over again, I don't think it's going to happen. They're not going to learn. They have to learn the hard way. And that means coming to the door, as you said, 3 to 6 in the morning, knocking on the door and getting people out of bed and telling them you got to follow the master or the femocrat down the street and they'll take care of the rest. That's the kind of awakening, I think, that is going to be needed, unfortunately.
Well, I've been saying for a decade that as more and more draconian laws are passed, you will see the average man on the street begin to realize their freedom's slipping away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they have their own comfort zone pierced,
yes.
Then they become activists.
That's the key.
We also have to remember that the American people are walking around in bodies that are no better, forgive me for saying this, than toxic waste dumps.
Yeah.
Their brains are fried from aspartame and fluoride and booze and heavy drugs.
And vaccines and vaccinations
they're
flu shots.
Yeah, incapable of a thought process.
Right. Unfortunately, I can't disagree with you, TV.
It makes me sad.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take Mike in Maryland now. Hello, Mike.
Thank you for taking my call. Great show, great guest. It seems like some of the most bravest, most stalwart warriors against the New World Order wear skirts. And I want to check out your website. Is your name DV?
D-E-V-V-Y.
Yeah, Delta Edward Victor Victor Yankee.
Okay, so okay.com. Can I give a plug out for our DC, for the 9/11 Truth Group here in D.C.?
Sure.
It's www.dc911truth.org. Check out our website. A bunch of us are going to be in downtown Bethesda tomorrow giving out copies of Terror Storm and Loose Change and copies of our Rock Creek Free Press as we're going to be near the Bethesda Row Theaters in front of Barnes & Noble.
We haven't even gotten into that, but D.V., you've written quite a bit about 9/11.
Yes.
And we got to spend time on that when we get you back.
Yeah, that would be good.
We have a member of a group who worships Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and
That's not surprising.
And until I last night on RBN Live and alternative media, I thought he was one of our greatest presidents.
Mm.
Where's the best way to get the skinny on FDR so next time I can prone him?
The best resource is Michael Stennett's book. It's called Day of Infamy. You can get it from Amazon. What makes his book so credible is that he fought for 12 years in the courts under a Freedom of Information Act request. And you can just type in my name, FDR DV, WorldNet Daily. I wrote a column on it, and it made me very sad to Stennett in his book says that he justifies FDR allowing the bombing of Pearl Harbor
to happen. Yeah, that's the key mistake that he made.
But the documents in the book.
But the documents are true,
all the difference because their authenticity cannot be denied. A federal judge forced the release of them. And those documents are the official documents where FDR specifically says, we desire the Japanese to strike first. You are to stand down.
Well, that book
alone condemns this man as a mass murderer.
Sure. Well, how could our people think that Japanese would attack us? We had flying tigers in China, American planes, American pilots attacking Japanese. How the heck did not think that they wouldn't attack us?
Well, that's right. I mean, they were attacked first, but Joe Persico also has a great book, Roosevelt's Secret War, D.V. I don't know if you've read that.
I haven't read that one.
That is great, and he documents so much of the falsification that he and Churchill were engaging in to get America into the war. And we know that Churchill, the drunken gambler that he was nothing but a footstool for the international bankers, then later proved it because he sold out all of Eastern Europe with FDR.
Well,
it was
the most massive sellout. The American people did not want to go to war in Europe. And as far as Churchill, there's a great book called The Greatest Story Never Told by Pat Riott.
Yes.
And in that book, he documents the night of the engineered crash of 29. Churchill celebrated with a whole ton of bankers in New York City, celebrated the crash.
We're not often told these things, are we, though, in the mass media, for obvious reasons.
You can thank the moneyed families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers,
absolutely.
The Ford Foundation, the Carnegie.
Sure.
They're the ones who...
Yes, Mike, go ahead, quickly, because we're running out of time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
You know, since there's such an uproar over this amnesty bill... weasels like Lindsey Graham, can't they have a recall or get those clowns impeached?
All right. Well,
we can't
hope.
Recall a senator.
We hope someday we'll be able to recall them by the noose, okay? D.V., you have to run.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you have
to
run?
Because I got to get up early tomorrow.
Thank you,
Jeevee. I've got so much to do before I leave town.
Hey, listen, we'll have you back when you come back, okay?
Appreciate it.
Thank you, and God bless you. Bye-bye now. Jeevee Kidd, our guest. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Okay, and fellow Eloi, welcome back to the program. Jeevee Kidd could not stay any longer. With that, grateful that she could stay as long as she did stay, because she is a busy lady, as you know, and I really appreciate her taking time out to be on the show. So let's take some more calls from other listeners right now on a variety of topics, and we will do that right now with, I believe it's Joe. Joe Church. Hello, Joe. Hi.
How are you, Rick?
All right.
And a boy.
Are we going to go up and are we going to go and visit, being the chauffeur that you are, you're going to drive a group of us up to visit Ed and Elaine Brown?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's go and support them, huh?
We're
close
day.
Enough, huh?
Yeah, that'd be an interesting day.
Yes, we'll do that soon. I'm going to try to get him on the program early next week on our program here at night, Ed Brown. And try to get more support for him, because it's coming down to the wire, and the feds are looking for big trouble here, and I think they may get it too. They may wind up getting more trouble than anything else. So, but anyway, Joe, go ahead. Well, I didn't want to interrupt you.
you know, we were talking earlier about why the American people are so quiet.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard, very hard to fight against false peace and false prosperity, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's written in Daniel chapter 8, verse 24, he shall destroy wonderfully. In verse 24,
mm-hmm.
and in verse 25, by peace shall destroy many.
Right.
You know, many of our American brothers and sisters live in beautiful homes in suburbia and don't want to rock the boat. They want our leaders to protect them and to do things for them. And the other half live in suburbia and would like to speak out, but are afraid to lose their idols of wood and stone called houses.
Mm-hmm.
You see, their houses have become their prison cells. And I know all about this because I was once in one of those cells.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I know the feeling well. But with the knowledge of the scriptures, I was able to escape. And all the answers are in those scriptures as to how to do it. How to beat Satan and his system at its own game. And, you know, the government has you locked into your prison cell and they can do anything they want to you now. They can do anything they want to now. And even now, we can see that it's very difficult to unload a house nationwide.
Well, for those that...
not,
hey, Joe, for those that have submitted to the system, that may be true. And now they're regretting it. But for those who have not submitted and those who have stayed out of the system and gotten out of the debt structure and the Federal Reserve System and all of the nuances of the equity law, hey, they're in the driver's seat. They are in the driver's seat right now. They're not going to be taken down.
Well, they can speak the scriptures. They can come forward with it now. They can speak the truth, bring forth the truth
mm-hmm.
to your neighbor.
Right.
I mean, that's what the scriptures advise us to do. Bring forth the truth to your neighbor.
Yep.
All the truth we have to know is written in these scriptures, example after example after example. Paul said in the New Testament, he says, these things that happened in the Old Testament were in samples of what would befall you right at the end of the age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's telling you right out. They're just examples of what's going to befall you right at the end and how to deal with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the answers here. It's just a matter of searching them out and finding them.
Yes.
You know, he said to be wiser than the serpent. You've got to be wiser than the serpent. You've got to know the knowledge. He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of the Word of God. Not knowledge of Tom Sawyer in the library. Knowledge of the Word of God they're destroyed for.
Mm-hmm.
Because of.
Or American Idol, yeah.
And you know, like that caller was saying earlier, the scriptures are on the commercial. The scriptures are a rod and a staff. I remember when Moses took the staff in his hand. The staff today, when we take it in our hand, is the Word of God.
Yes.
Well, that staff can become a serpent, too.
Mm-hmm.
As we see these false teachers make it a serpent, they hold it in their hands, too.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. Very true.
You know, all we have to do is pay attention and talk to our Father. Through His Word, He will talk to you like you've never been talked to
yep.
before. But you've got to really seek His face.
That's the key, and submit.
And He
yep.
will take care of our enemies lickety-split.
Sure, like I said, hey.
You don't have to worry about nothing.
Joe, He doesn't want us to worship the state as God. And that's the cardinal sin that we all too often have made.
That's it. That's all we've got to do. I don't care whether you're locked in a prison cell home or what.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Him. He'll see to it that you get taken care of.
Amen.
But you've got to go to Him for the answers, and He'll make it happen.
That's the key. And thank you again, Brother Joe.
All
right.
You can use the weather like nobody's business.
You bet. Okay, that's good. Thank you, Joe. We'll be right back with more calls. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Yeah. So they say in New Hampshire, so they say in Texas, so they say all across America. Ask Randy Weaver and the gang and the people who are part of the American Freedom Riders. Well, before we go back to the phones, again, the Mr. Bush and company are moving desperately to try to put the nail, in your coffin, to try to put the nail in your coffin of freedom by pushing the amnesty bill, S-1348, that's the bill that would provide amnesty for up to 30 million illegals now in the United States. Now, there is another number I'm going to give you tonight. We've been giving you the toll-free numbers, the toll numbers, but here's a number that is an amnesty hotline number to get you through to your senator. And I'm going to give it to you now. This weekend, all of next week, we really have almost no time on this, but here's the number, 800-417, and get this, 7666. Does that ring a bell? 800-417, 7666. Pretty easy to remember, huh? That's the number of the beast. Now, of course, you know that a number of Republicans are being lobbied hard now by George Bush. And by that word lobby, I mean he's jawboning them. He's browbeating them. He's making deals to try to get them to back off and forget about you, their constituents. That's what he's doing. You can go to Numbers USA and you can read their names, but the Republicans who voted against amnesty last year and this year are quite a few stalwarts. Now, there are some who have switched this year, who voted for amnesty last year and against it this time, and now vice versa. So there's a handful there that obviously need to be contacted particularly. There's no question about that. But here he is trying to push 1348 down our throats, whether we want it or not, just like the whole North American Union and the war and the Patriot Act and every single other prescription for tyranny, including Directive 51. We have absolutely no choice but to tell these buzzards, the buzzards who have control, that they had better vote no on the amnesty bill. No bill which includes any amnesty can be permitted. Absolutely none, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we'll go back to the phones, 800-313-9443. Very busy night, obviously, with a DV kid. Joel is next on the line. Hello, Joel.
Good afternoon, Rick, or evening, that is.
That's all right. Afternoon or evening, I answered at all times.
Well, I had a question for DV kid, but no, I guess I'll just spew it out here. But basically, I'm in the tax honesty movement, the Patriot type movement. Basically, in our there's no togetherness in the tax movement. There are too many payment patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are attorneys who are charging exorbitant amount of money. You know, the Larry B. Crafts, the Mark Lane, Jeff Dixon, Bernhoff. They're all charging well over $200,000 just to represent you.
Mm.
I mean, it's almost like they are creating this system.
Making a living off the system, you know.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I mean, what kind of togetherness is that, charging somebody $200,000 to represent them on a tax evasion case? Sometimes I think that they are the promoters of this tax system, and they themselves, these attorneys, bring a gas tank to a small little fire inside it, make it bigger, just so they can keep warm for themselves and their family.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's the type of patriot movement with a PAY payment. There's no way we are ever going to be together if this continues to occur. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want to harp on the Larry B. Crafts and all these attorneys that make huge amounts of money off of us trying to stave off the government off our backs, but please, a little help. I mean, yeah, sure, you're speeding out these case laws, this and that, but then you turn around and you charge them exorbitant amount of money. I mean, I know you have to live, but $200,000 for less than a 1 month's worth of, actually the trial is like 4 days, so let's say we give them 2 weeks' preparation time. They make that kind of money. Man, I think I'm in the wrong profession. I should have gone to the law school and become one of those bar, which, by the way, I disagree when this gentleman that was on earlier about the bar, the British, you know, that's been, I don't know, I don't agree with it. But anyway, Rick, I don't know if it's earth-shaking news or huge breaking news, but I would like you to hear this next phone conference that I had earlier today in keep your pants on because it's going to rock you. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Browns case was dismissed today. The marshal received the documents from the court. The case was transferred to the district court, to the federal circuit. Then he was ordered to stand down and return all their property. And they were ordered, the clerk up there in Concord was ordered to seal the record of that case and certify it as complete and transmit it to the district court, to the federal circuit. No, they had no case anymore. The case was taken away from them. It was transferred.
know. I don't know, Rick, if you have enough contacts to verify that story, but that was a conversation I had with David Clarence. You know David Clarence?
I'm not sure. I don't believe I do.
He's at the sovereigncourt.org. He did the paperwork for the Browns.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He just
I haven't talked with him, though. I've never spoken with him.
And so I had this conversation with him a few hours ago. I was listening to David Kidd, but I was trying to pass this news on to see if somebody can verify it.
All right.
Coming from the horse's mouth himself. So, but
well,
then I've gone everywhere else, and I can't verify that story.
We'll see if we can. In fact, I'm going to have them on if we can next week. But Ed Brown will be back, Lord willing, of course, you know, during the weekday, Monday. But we'll see if we can verify that over the weekend, the talk shows.
Yeah, because this happened earlier today, and I all the phone numbers that I had for them, I no contact. I mean, for me, that's earth-shaking news.
Well, if it's true, and even if it is true, we have to wonder what kind of ploy that may be happening right now.
I don't
trust the federal governments or the state courts at this point in time until we know for sure that things can be rectified without a resort to violence here. But, I mean, knowing the bloodthirsty nature of these government bureaucrats and judges, unfortunately, I'm, shall we say, lax to believe it.
I just find it so hard to believe that supposedly the government that we placed in the power continuously lies to us.
That's all governments.
I mean, why don't they just come out with the truth and tell
all
us
governments. Well, all governments
law.
Do that.
I mean, you know, just tell us, this is the law, comply with it. Okay, fine, we'll comply if it is the law.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they won't give us a one way or another.
Well, you
so
can go
a lot of us trapped in this.
Right to the IRS, and you'll talk to 20 different people, and they'll give you 20 different answers.
No
you will not get a straight answer from any of them. And then they say, look, follow the law. What law?
Law.
Well, there is no law. And that's the problem. The problem is we've redefined law. And we call edicts and we call, jurisdictional contradictions law. And these issues of, for instance, with the White House, these directives that have been issued, these signing statements and so forth. Now, they're supposed to be law now. They're not law. Bush cannot, nilly-willy, make a law or pass a law. He can only sign a law after it's been passed by the Congress. And that's
right.
All he can do.
Or he can veto and then have a majority House and Senate.
Yeah.
Veto. But
you know, he cannot write a law, and neither can the courts, and yet that's exactly what they've been doing illegally, in violation of the law.
And unfortunately, you know, we are lost. I mean, for me, I'm in the tax honesty movement as far as everything else. Look, if we take care of the money problem, I assure you everything else will follow.
Mm-hmm.
We won't have these bureaucrats becoming obese with our money, basically, or the money that they extort from us. Until we find the truth, we are never going to be free. I mean, as I hate to quote a famous revolutionary man, which he says, basically, I will, continue fighting with you. I will continue fighting standing, but I will never give in and become a slave on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
We have to stay standing at all times, and unfortunately, it's the jury. We have to, the IRS will stop hounding these people if the jury is well-versed in what the law is. Well, there is no law, so therefore, they're going to stop doing these little games. Anyway, on and on and on, but I just thought I'd call to see if somebody would confirm that story.
Okay.
That everything is dismissed, the charges have been dismissed with the Browns, which I find it very hard to believe.
Yeah, and then, right.
You know, somebody out here in the movement may have other, or maybe even Browns are listening, and maybe they can call us up. And
I hope. We hope they are.
Raise a flag or a smoke and send us a signal and says, yep, everything's as it is, because that would be a great story to hear.
Yeah, it would be. I'm not going to hope that. I'm not going to place my chestnuts on it, though.
Oh, I know. I mean, for a while when I heard this, I felt really good about it. And now I think, like, well, man, I mean, because nobody, I can't confirm it anywhere. I can't find any news story.
All right.
About
if somebody, knows for sure or has also heard it, they can let us know. All right. Thank you very much for the info, Joel. Yes, Joel. All right. You've heard it. And like I said, we can't jump to any conclusions no matter what, because we need to find out whether or not it's authenticated. And I'm going to assume it's not, knowing how the system works. And I'm going to assume that there's some false flags here, some false information, and we're being led astray. You know, it's one of those things how the, I mean, they operate, the government operates just like a terrorist organization, because the government really, unfortunately, has become a terrorist entity today in America, where our people have to fear our own government. And as you remember, in the movie V, Vendetta, the statement right out of the history books is that the people should not fear their government. The government should fear the people. Now, a lot of crazy people will turn around and say, oh, come on, you people, you militia types, and you extremists, all you worry about is the government. It can't happen here. Never going to happen in America. And there are a lot of people that I know and know of that believe that. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. This is what they say. Never going to happen here. And these are the people that watch Oprah, and these are the people that you know, watch American Idol, and these are the people that faithfully tune in to all of the programs and all of the great hits. You know, they had to watch the final episode of MASH years ago, and I wouldn't watch any of it. Wouldn't watch any of it. I don't even, you know, quite honestly, I can't even remember the names of some of the shows that today are the leading big hits because I don't pay attention to them. That's not what I'm into now. I'm not into that. I'm not concerned in the least. So we'll see what happens, and we'll find out more. Next week will be an interesting week. You pray for the Browns. You pray for them. And you pray for all of us, and for the repentance that's needed. People need to really get on their knees, and they really have to get humble, as Joe said, Joe Church. And I agree, and that's the only way. But, you know, God will give you the victory. If we are found meriting it, not like the king, he's weighed in the balance and found wanting. You don't want to be in that situation, as George Bush is, and Dick Cheney, and all of the rest of the criminals in Washington. People like, for instance, turning around now and voting against the amnesty bill this year. They voted for it last year, like Lamar Alexander, Bennett of Utah, Cochran of Mississippi, Collins from Maine, Cornyn of Texas, getting the message, of course, Hutchinson, McConnell, of course, of Kentucky, Murkowski of Arkansas, and Snow of Maine as well. Well, John Warner got the message, and a bunch of others this year. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, they're politicians. That's all they are. Let's take another call. Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, hi, Rick.
Hi, Doug.
I thought that was so gentlemanly of you tonight. I realize you're a perfect gentleman and everything, but not to... you know, point out to Debbie that she's mispronouncing her name, because we, you know, just like the last caller said, Debbie, and I've said Debbie for 10 years, and I've known more Debbies. That's one of the most common names. I've known Debbie Alexander, Debbie Brown, Debbie Smith,
yeah.
Debbie Washington.
Sure.
And, you know, and because she didn't quite get it right, that was very polite of you to just let her slide on that and not correct her.
Well, that's me. That's well, me.
What did you just keep having Debbie back on? Because she's a very intelligent lady.
And, yes, she is.
And she's kind of like, you saw the movie Rain Man, the idiot savant that knows everything except how to pronounce her name.
Well, I'm not a Dustin Hoffman fan, so I didn't see it.
No.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I didn't
anyway,
see it. But
she'd have it all right if she could just figure out that her name is Debbie.
Now, leave it to you to bring that up, right? And you would you would bring it up to her. Oh, my. Anyway, I think she has a sense of humor, though. But I agree with you that she is one tough lady.
Oh, she is fantastic.
Yes, and would that we have more and more people like this who are well-versed, educated, and certainly cannot be accused of being sloppy in their research. She does an impeccable job of research, and that's what I like. And you have to do that. You know, you get on and you get on a forum. Sometimes you might say something without checking it out. And you don't want to do that because it can diminish all credibility, and that's what the enemy wants, you see.
Think about what she has done, though. She has single-handedly turned around Joe Bannister.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
How can you beat that?
Personal friend all that time.
How can you beat that?
And, amen.
You know, he heard her, and he said, no, she's wrong, and I'm going to prove she's wrong. And then found out she was right. So, you know, she's a hero.
Amen.
And I'm glad she's here in Texas.
And you're a hero too, Doug. So keep up the good work.
I know that. I know how to pronounce Doug, and I know how to spell it.
Yes, Doug. I mean Doug. Yes.
Well, I went to a place one time, and they wrote down D-U-G.
Yes.
And I said,
all right, Doug, we're going to break. Stay on the line.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we are back. Doug, you're still on the line, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, I didn't want to cut you off in midstream because you were relating something that you wanted us to know.
I was talking to one of our public school educated people, and they said, I said, you know, your name, and I said, Doug, and they said, D-U-G.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that does feel dug, you know, like I dug a hole or something like that.
Yes.
I said, why don't you just throw an O in there? And they said, oh, D-O-G. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I just said, well, that's close enough. D-O-G.
You see, the O is silent. But in the English language, that is very common, as you know.
Yeah, but Douglas, you have Douglas MacArthur and Douglas this and Douglas that.
Right.
But you would think when somebody said D-O-G, it would be kind of like saying C-A-T, wouldn't it?
Mm. Yes.
That's a very important matter.
I know that's the most important matter that you can consider tonight. Is the pronunciation of your name.
Well,
this is heavy material, you realize.
It is, since I've been going around singing the praises of Desi Kidd for years and years and years. and then Desi tries to tell everybody it's Desi,
right.
Like I said.
There you go.
That's one of the most common names that I've been exposed to in my life. Is, you know, the Sandras and Alice's, Mary's, and I met two or three of them, but I've met at least 12 Debbies.
Very good. And I appreciate you telling us that, Doug. You have a blessed weekend, and don't do anything I would do. Thank you.
All right. I won't do that.
Okay.
Or, I mean, I will do what you told me to do, whatever. All right.
Don't do as I say. Do as I do.
Okay.
Don't do as I do. Do as I say, says George Bush. All right. Thank you, Doug.
Right.
Thank you. And now, the Federal Reserve for a moment. Do we have that song? Here it is.
Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulent, leash of this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. Would you like to know the reasons why your taxes are so high? Would you like to know what fuels inflation every time you buy? Would you like to know who takes the biggest slice out of your pie? It's the Federal Reserve, and I'm
That's right. Thank you.
Why.
Thank you for that, Manny. Oh, boy, I like that. I like that. Thank you, Carl Klang, as well. But we're out of time. Fascinating week, fascinating show, and we certainly are grateful to the Almighty for being here tonight and being on all these nights, and we pray that we will have more opportunities to continue. Over the weekend, you'll be listening to RBN, the latest on the Ed Brown situation. We haven't heard anything definite, but we will hear, and they will be back, Lord willing, on Monday. So stick it here. Keep it here. Stick with us. Don't move the dial. RBN, Republic Broadcasting. org. Those of you online, and those of you listening by other means, you know what you need to do. But we're out of time. Keep us in your prayers and support us with your gifts and offerings if you can. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Have a blessed weekend, and Lord willing, we'll see you again next week. Good night.
It's true.